counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's a new week.
Oh, you startled me there. And you know, I thought I was alone again this week.
Were you planning to do that the whole time, or did you? Yeah. Just, yeah, that's good. You made it. You made it out all right. I feel bad that I left you hanging, but I had. What did you come up with something, an excuse as to why I wasn't here?
No, I don't make up stories like you do about me. I just said I was alone this week and hear some great music and
hear some cool tunes.
You still chat with Steven, and
that's good.
Counted down the charts for another week. Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him when I was talking to him this week if how you did, and he said you did okay. He said you did all right, but then he said, off the record, well, I won't tell you what he said, but. It was
a liar.
I'm back.
He's a consummate professional. He would never badmouth another person.
That's true.
Especially while being
But
recorded.
I would. I would to you. We have the charts to bring you this week. Myself, Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And then next week, I'm off again. But it's Fun Drive episode. You're going to have a few special guests joining you. Maybe one. I guess not a few. I don't know how to count either, apparently.
A few irons in the fire. We'll figure it out. But yeah, it'll be our Funding Drive week here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM. It is the 1 week of a year that we ask our listeners to call in and support community radio within our community here in St. John, New Brunswick. You can find out more information at localfm.ca, but we'll be telling you all about that in 1 week's time. So if you can support this show and this station, definitely look into that. And you can give us a call live next week as well, 506-648-5925.
Maybe I'll get to eat next week if I get support. Oh, wait, it goes to you. It goes to the station, not to me, right? Oh.
Maybe we can get you to call in.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Yeah, I make a donation.
What?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Hello,
yeah.
I'm Mr. Pennyman.
I meant to give your spiel on the air, but yeah, sure, you can call in. Lots of fake donations. Well, real donations from fake people.
From fake people, and then
you still have
and
to
then
pay
hold
them.
Me accountable.
I will expect you to pay for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to that next week. But this week we've got a brand new countdown for you, and Brian is going to let you know how it's all shaping up this week on the charts. It looks like we have a debut in the top 20. It looks like some things have fallen off as well, but it all comes from a wonderful website Brian will tell you about.
Yes, the show could not exist in the format that it does without the wonderful work of Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and the work done there by some great staff and volunteers that produce the main portion of this site, which is the national top 50, the 50 most played releases across Canada for that week, coming out every Tuesday this week, the week ending Tuesday, October 18th, 2016, on this episode number 212. And we bring you selections from the top 20 most played releases. Of course, we can't get through the entire 50, but you can find the full list online, which is, again, earshot-online.com. The top 50 is the calculation from over 30 different campus and community radio stations' own top 30 lists. You can find those as well as genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There are monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and tons more. Again, check it out, earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot.
Well, there you go. And you can find us online as well. Earshot20 at gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out to us and get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of an interview and play something from your latest release. So there you go. Check it out all online. Now, I did just mention it. I'll mention it again, because we have a little bit of movement happening on the charts. Although it looks like our number one stays steady, but everything else is jumbled around.
Yeah, lots of movement this week. We have six new or returning albums to tell you about. this week, including a debut within our first hour of the program here in a couple of sets of music. And at least for this week, we say goodbye to a few releases that may or may not return in the near future. For now, we say goodbye to Brendan Canning for number 12, falling off the top 50. The Submissives from number 9 to number 23. Croy from 14 to 22. Les Deluxe from number 20 to number 26. Elcon from number 11 to number 29. And Fresh Snow this week at number 39. Last week at number 17.
All right. We've got music, news, and so much more to bring you in the next 2 hours. We're going to kick it all off right now from your number 20. Make our way up from there.
Kick it off at number 20 this week, all the way up from number 33. New on to the program for the first time, the newest album by Fond of Tigers called Uninhabit. You'll hear a track from them called Cause B. Snowblink dropping just one spot to number 19. Their latest is called Returning Current. You'll hear Exotic Bird. And we'll close out our first set of three with the title track from the new Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds album, Skeleton Tree. This week into our show for the first time at 18, up from 26.
Here's Fond of Tigers, your number 20 this week. A song called Cause B. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
Sunday morning, skeleton tree. Oh, nothing is for free. In the window, a candle.
It's the Earshot 20.
From the album of the same name, falling into our program for the first time, Skeleton Tree by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds at number 18, last week at number 26. Dropping just one spot from 18 to 19 was Snowblink from the album Returning Current. You heard Exotic Bird. And we kicked the show off this week at number 20, up from number 33, Fond of Tigers. From the album Uninhabit, you heard a track called Cause B.
So Brian, I'm on Twitter. And I'm looking at the hashtags trending right now, and hashtag bring Anna back is trending, and a lot of at Earshot 20. I think it's about time.
Maybe she can replace you during our funding drive week.
No, that's no fun for me. That's absolutely.
It wouldn't be fun for me either.
That's absolutely no fun for me.
To be trying to do a radio show by myself while tending to my daughter. Yeah, that doesn't sound like for a lot of
fun. No, you'd be like, so Anna, what do you think? What's coming in at number 20?
So it was her birthday last week.
Yes, just which a few days ago, regretfully missed.
Kids parties are crazy.
Okay, maybe regretfully is a loaded word. I don't mind being around kids because I get to leave them, so it doesn't matter to me. But I can imagine that it was a good time.
It was more wild than some like 19-year-old parties I remember back in the day. Those kids got lost energy.
You're tired. You're tired for different reasons, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The only libations that were available at this party were probably fruit punch and milk. But yeah, it's parties are fun. I still do birthday parties. I know you know this, but the city of St. John holds a giant birthday party for me on June 30th. They call it the Canada Day Countdown because they don't want everybody to be like, oh, how come they don't throw a big celebration for me like that? But
and Anthony Inman Day doesn't have a very good ring to it.
Right.
There's no alliteration there.
Exactly. So Canada Day Countdown is good. All right. More of the music now. And coming up on the other side of that, we'll hear from Stephen Karlick some weird and wacky and wonderful music news to talk about in this hour of the program.
Yeah, we should mention, as we will throughout the program, that next week's program is our funding drive week here at Local 107.3 FM. Sure to go to localfm.ca to get more information about that. And we're going to jump into some music here with July Talk re-entering the charts and the program at number 17 from the album Touch. You're going to hear Now I Know. And following that, 19-pound baby from Japanese Girls, also back into the show, rising from 36, number 16, with the album Divorce.
The doctor tells the nurse that she ain't got the nerve. more. The patient's even worse. They move it from the hall to the ward. The dancer's out of work, 'cause she ain't got the curves that perform. Night vision flawless, her disposition is honest. Might be sunnier than August if that dance found its way to my
was 19 Pound Baby, a song by Japanese Girls from their new album Divorce, this week at 16, up from number 36, and re-entering the national top 50. And our show, as we count down the top 20, at number 17 is July Talk. You heard Now I Know from the album Touch.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts, head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is there, senior editor of Exclaim magazine, a friend of ours on the program, brings us music news every week. Stephen, it's good to talk to you. I hope Brian treated you well last week.
He was a wonderful host.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. You can listen, he's not listening to this right now, so you can say whatever you want.
We'll talk about it after. No, it was good.
All right. We've got music news to talk about, and that's what we got to get to. And we are going to kick things off in this hour with news for fans of Austra.
Yeah, it's been a while, or at least it feels like a long time since we heard from Austra. It was actually only 2014, so maybe I'm just getting older. But the avant-pop outfit have now revealed plans for the full-length follow-up to their 2014 record, Olympia. Katie Stelmanis-led project will release a new album called Future Politics on January 20th, courtesy of Domino Records and Pink Fizz Records. The third album will hear Stelmanis and bandmates Maya Postepsky, Dorian Wolfe, and Ryan Wansiak attacking encroaching dystopian ideals with a refreshing sense of optimism. Stelmanis explained in a statement that, quote, "It's not just hope in the future, but the idea that everyone is required to help write it, and the boundaries of what it can look like are both fascinating and endless. It's not about being political, it's about reaching beyond boundaries in every single field." The album will apparently bring together, quote, galvanic beats, gorgeous kinetic melodies, and the vulnerable majesty of Stelmanis' voice across 11 new songs, where Oster will strive to remind listeners that it isn't too late to turn the march toward a dystopian world around. In addition to those heavy existential themes, the new record was also partly inspired by Stelmanis' experiences living between the cities of Montreal and Mexico City. In addition to absorbing economic and philosophical texts, she also drew inspiration from European club legends like Object, Peter Van Hosen, Lena Willikens, and Massive Attack for their ability to use dance floors as sources of both radical ideas and radical joy. There is a new song from the album called Utopia. You can see that at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the soundtrack for Future Politics coming out soon.
Very cool. It's something to look forward to in the new year. Great thing to kick off the new year with, actually.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We're going to park that one, head over to the next news story. And I gotta say, this does not seem... I wasn't like shocked or overly surprised, and maybe I should be, but the Standstills got something really weird on camera.
All of a sudden, I just felt very Torontonian for what you just said. I was like, oh my God, maybe this is just what life in most of Canada is like, and we're just city kids who are... anyway, band from Oshawa, Ontario. I just Googled quickly to see where the Standstills were from. They are a band from Oshawa, Ontario, who are currently on tour with Our Lady Peace and I, Mother Earth on their Cross Canada tour. And they had a pretty neat encounter if you're from the city and you don't often have these encounters. The band were driving between shows in Kelowna, BC and Grand Prairie, Alberta earlier this week, and they happened upon a roadside site of a grizzly bear devouring a moose. Singer and guitarist Johnny Fox told Global that, quote, at the top of this hill we could see something in the distance, which I thought, it just looked like an animal that was hit by a truck or something. You could kind of see it moving, but right at the side of the road. As the band got closer, they realized what they were witnessing and streamed the whole thing on Facebook video, in which the band's Renee Couture can be heard saying, it's an effing grizzly bear eating a moose. You can see, so he says in the clip, this is what you get to see when you tour Canada. That tour is, of course, ongoing throughout Alberta and Ontario coming up. But you can head to exclaim.ca and check out the video, which is, if you are from the suburbs or the herbs, you will be mostly mesmerized by. And if you're not, it'll be old hat.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Clearly something that maybe, I've seen multiple moose as I drive highways here on the East Coast, but never have I ever seen a grizzly bear eat a moose, but I don't know. It doesn't surprise me that much, I guess.
Not surprising, but the video, I don't know. I have also seen moose, and I've seen a bear, but I have not, like I said, I have not seen a bear eating a moose, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
In the video, they also stop and they're filming it, and the bear looks the bear looks at them, and they're like, okay, and they keep driving. Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's like, you're not getting any of this.
Nope.
Well, there you go. All right, bear eating a moose. Check it out, exclaim.ca. One more story before we round out this hour of news, and equally as hilarious and a little bit disappointing as well. Some fans walked out of Amy Schumer. Probably aren't fans of Amy Schumer anymore either.
Well, I mean, it's sort of... I think it should make Amy Schumer fans wary that there were Trump supporters in her audiences anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, the headline is that Amy Schumer had an anti-Trump bit that she was doing at one of her shows in Tampa, Florida this past week. And when she said it, approximately 200 people walked out when she made jokes at Donald Trump's expense. She was headlining the Amalie Arena, and the crowd began to boo when the topic of discussion turned to gun control and the U.S. election. After inviting a Trump-supporting audience member on stage to explain his political allegiance, she described the presidential candidate as a, quote, orange, sexual-assaulting, fake college-starting monster. She also invited survivors of sexual assault to stand up and offered her support to them, then revealed that she, quote, couldn't imagine looking at her 2-year-old niece and explaining, this is our president, he wants to finger his daughter. So So obviously wringing some comedy out of some very sensitive subjects, but certainly ones that bear discussion, particularly when facing a president who has done and said such disgusting things. Unsurprisingly, Schumer went on to vocalize her support for Hillary Clinton, and when audience members began to boo, she invited them to walk out or take an extended bathroom break. So some interesting stuff. She apparently updated this by offering a very sarcastic apology. So, you know, some funny stuff if you are not a Trump supporter, and, you know, you may have turned off the radio just now if you are.
Yeah. If you did, then see you later.
Don't come back.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I mean, I watched a bit of the video, and I mean, I don't really think she said anything too crazy, but people are, the election has a lot of people divided, so...
Florida, am I right?
Yeah. we'll leave it there. All right, more of the music news to come on the other side of the program. Right now, Brian has more music for us. He's going to let us know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Lisa LeBlanc, debuting at number 15 with the newest album, Why You Want to Leave, Runaway Queen, a born and bred in New Brunswick, but presently living in Montreal artist. You're going to hear a track from her newest album. This track is called Dump the Guy ASAP. Following that, the Luyas up two spots from the new EP on Paperbag Records, Says You. You'll hear Bucky's 2 Hours Late.
Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bucky's 2 hours late in that set of two with the Luyas, up two spots this week to number 14. Their new EP is called Says You. And our one debut this week at number 15, Lisa LeBlanc, the album Why You Wanna Leave, Runaway Queen. You heard a track kicking off that set called Dump the Guy ASAP.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Get out of here, you bum.
What did I do? What did I do? We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and the first 10 of the top 20 for this week in the countdown in the books. And we're going to do that in just a moment. But just to remind you, next week is our funding drive. I'll be away. Maybe I'll call in. Are you going to do the show live or are you going to do it? Are you going to record still?
We're always live. Ooh. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. That's what I meant. Oh, this is awkward. So how about them Blue Jays? That's even more awkward.
Hey, how about that current event that happened this afternoon?
Yeah, right. Right. Anyway, so we've got our funding drive coming up next week, and you can find out more information about it, localfm.ca. It is a true honor to be able to have community radio. It's even a truer honor to empty your wallet in support of us.
Yeah, and there's some really cool new swag this year. If you're local to the station in St. John, New Brunswick, we have new friends cards with tons of really cool discounts. You can very easily make back your donation through discounts on local businesses.
Yeah, I was looking at it. We're pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's our first year to have friends cards. Lots of other community stations across Canada have them, and I'm really pumped about the work that the staff here did to put that together. We have a new cool new t-shirt as well. And yeah, it's going to be a really big funding drive this year. We haven't even started yet. We're still a couple days away and the donations are already rolling in. So yeah,
one thing that's not on the friends card though is, and I not a lot of people know, but you can actually use the friend card for one night stay at Shea Brian Cleveland. So if you're ever in need,
you can sleep on my lawn.
So I'm talking about even in any of the bands that are listening and they're coming to St. John, they need somewhere to stay, buy one of these cards and you will be able to stay at Brian's house.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What does that come with?
I assume it comes with breakfast and parking.
Are you
free
providing?
Parking. No, you are. I'm just saying what you said you'd do.
No,
but it is cool. I like the t-shirt.
And if you buy a friend's card for $20, Anthony will give you $30.
Oh, now we're going to play that game.
Well, you started.
This has turned into a Trump-Clinton debate here. All right, we've got three more tracks to get to. We're going to get to them now. We're going to start with number 13.
You're clearly the Trump in this situation, by the way. At number 13, up two spots this week. They were our number one artist for many weeks in a row, and they're still sticking strong with a big summer record that people are still spinning lots. It is Bad, Bad, Not Good from the album 4 featuring Cajunada. Here's the track entitled Lavender. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
The world, but now it's me against something so big and abstract that I can't tell what it is. All while you're out there grinding on some poor girl who is backstage at the 6.8 Rock Fest. I tuned it up when I heard you shit talking our friends. Well, our words in free fall and we're terrified. And everyone's just out to grab what they can get. I guess I just had people pissed at me for shit. And the cheaper that the music starts to get, it's like they're trying to make us cheap along with it. I watched you turn into country hits, trying to bum rush that VIP. Up there, out where the beautiful people live, but is that ever who we even wanted to be?
We'll be right back.
20.
At number 11, that was Sadist by Crystal Castles from NFC One Up Two Spots this week. From 22 to number 12, Okkervil River on the show for the first time with the album Away and track called The Industry, and Lavender by Bad Bad Not Good, also up two spots at 13, is the album four.
There you go. That does it for the first 10. Stick around. We'll be back. Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland with the top 10 of the Earshot 20 after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.